Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can listen to our sermons, interviews, and Pastor Pod on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcast platforms. Welcome to Pastor Pod, our first in a series of podcasts when Pastor Russ and I, Pastor Jordan, get together to give our best answers to your questions about the Bible, theology, and life. Please enjoy. Welcome to another episode of Pastor Pod. This is kind of, I guess, our final episode on original sin and original blessing.
We've answered everything, so how could there possibly
of
be
course.
More?
If you have more questions, we'll answer it. But I guess the last question we have, we've talked all about this, and any person listening to this says, oh, that's good, that's great, that makes me feel good to think about, that there's a different way to think about it. But where does the rubber meet the road? Where does this make a difference in my life? Which way I believe? Does it matter? And how does that change things in my perspective in life? And I know you have a few thoughts on how that could be.
Yeah. You know, I absolutely, and love to hear yours too, because there's a part of that story of how it gets told that is comforting, that is concrete, and people feel like, okay, if Jesus didn't come to assuage the anger and the wrath of God by dying on the cross, and I accept Jesus, therefore, when I die, I get to go to heaven. Then what's the story? What is it? And I would have to say that while there's an aspect of my own guilt that gets assuaged, it's too small of a story because it makes too small of a God. And it makes the whole point of my life do what I need to do so that when I die, I go to heaven. Holy cow. Yes, of course, I get to be with God forever. Absolutely. But if it stops there, then we might as well close our doors, because there's no real reason to continue on with the life of Christ and do all things. Then life is pretty much just a waiting station until we die and go to heaven, and we just need to stay in good stead with God and make sure that nothing goes too far wrong. It creates a God that we have to appease, and we have to just make sure we steer clear of. Because as long as we don't, I mean, this whole phrase about, you know, you could lose your salvation and all the battles around that and all the theologies that get around that is written around a very small God, that somehow God is loving us conditionally. And as long as you stay within the good grace of God, okay, you're all right. If you're not, then you're not so all right. That makes religion a form of fear and control, appeasement, and some of the lowest common denominators of who we are. That's part of what I mean by original sin. If we start there, if that's the biggest problem to solve, then we have created a life that's too small, pretty uninspiring. And one of the reasons I think people stop going to church, because it's pretty much irrelevant. If they feel like if they're okay with God, then why else would I go? Original blessing starts with a whole different premise, and it is the idea is I don't live out of fear. I do fear, but God has come to take that away, so I get to participate in something much larger. Life is no longer about what I need to do or what I need to maintain so that when I die, I go to heaven. It is about how do I live in such a way that heaven comes to earth, which is, of course, the heart of the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The whole point of life is to take that which is and to embody that which Christ embodied. Christ is the example. Christ is the way of the perfect life that is obedient, completely surrendered, and completely transparent to the will of God. When Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, what we have done is we have turned it around to say not Jesus as the template for how to live in relationship to God and one another as the way, but we've made it my version of Christianity is the only way that when you die, you get to go to heaven. Religion has a terrible name, and rightly so, when it gets into that lane. It's both the heart of the word religion is religio, to re-ligament, to reconnect. And the whole point of religion at its best is to reconnect us to God and to one another in ways that are redemptive and life-giving. Suddenly, life gets much more interesting. When I think I've got to defend a certain story or a certain version, like original sin, one of the downsides of that, among others, is therefore I have to have a literal Adam and Eve. There had to be an Adam. There had to be an Eve. There had to be a sin that they committed in a garden, because if there isn't, then original sin falls apart, and therefore my whole version of how I think God operates falls apart. Rather than what's going on there is, this is just a story that emphasizes that we live out every day of how we are alienated from God. So we don't have to fear science. We don't have to fear evolution because we somehow have to protect some doctrine that that skews the whole Bible anyway. We get to participate in science and all the wonders, the ways that God reveals God's self to us, and we get to be a part of that. So it gets much bigger. I think it's much broader. And as a pastor, I love that, because if all we're doing is telling a very small story that keeps people under control, then really that doesn't inspire me or too many other people.
Yeah, I think for me, it also, starting from original blessing rather than original sin, gives a much bigger God in some ways to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the other one, it's a God that created us and we were good, and this God is perfect and everything, but he created an imperfect creation. And then all of a sudden, it's our fault. And this God then says, well, if you want to be good with me, you got to do this, this, this. And it creates a culture of, especially I kind of grew up in one like that, of at least religious, that because of original sin, people were bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate. And they could not get in your good graces until they became a Christian.
Yeah.
And started following all of the tenets of the faith, right?
Yeah.
And so if it's creating Christianity, if it's creating people within our faith to treat others poorly and to treat others as bad people unless you're in, that feels very small to me compared to a God who is saying, relax.
Yeah.
Everything's okay. You need to awaken to the love that's around you, what God is doing, what God is... and it just makes theology more of a beautiful playground to kind of jump around in, go down that slide, go on the monkey bar, see what that's like, instead of like, oh, don't even talk about that because that's wrong.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, here's where it really gets twisted, is even when you try to do good, doing good is looked at suspiciously, as if somehow you are trying to appease God, and so therefore it gets negated. We're doing a series in a little later on about doing good, and it's been fun to think about that. Rather than doing good now is looked at suspiciously, so like, well, you can't earn your way to heaven, you know.
Right.
And of course, in the old story, that works that way, in that small story. Rather than good is a way of manifesting God in this world and is the fruits of the Spirit that what God is doing. And goodness, that's a different way of waking up in the morning and viewing other people and being able to rejoice in the good that other people do, without having to look at them suspiciously, like, oh, they're just trying to get around the rules of faith and somehow what you've got to do.
Or even doing good just for the sake of trying to convert somebody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm only doing this because I want you to be one of us.
Right.
But instead, you're acting out the grace that God gives us, a grace that you don't really deserve, that there isn't a transaction within it, but it's transforming, right?
Yeah. Transactional. So. Yep. Good word.
Well, we solved all that. Whew. If only everybody listened to our podcast, this world would be a better place. There we go. All right. We'll see you all next time. If you've enjoyed Voices of Hope, please rate and review us and share us with your friends. If you have questions for Pastor Pod, please email them to jordan@newhopeprez.org or send us a message on Facebook. Thank you to Wild Wonder for our theme song titled Behind the Veil. You can find Wild Wonder on soundstripe.com. Their genres include ambient, post-rock, cinematic, dream pop, and experimental. New Hope Summer Sunday Worship is at 10 a.m. Please say hi if you join us, and we will see you next time.